The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
Have you given me the signal? Have you given me the all clear? Have you slapped the wood three times to signal that it's a minor score? This is the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. This is the Stephanie Clifford podcast, Kingy.
Who?
Stephanie Clifford.
I have no idea who Stephanie Clifford is.
Well, the best way I could describe it to you, Kingy, would be, you know the band called Feedback?
No.
No, well, you do, but you know them as U2.
Oh,
they were called Feedback originally.
Right.
So, Stephanie Clifford, award-winning Stephanie Clifford.
Yeah.
You know her as... Do you know who you know her as?
She's probably some adult entertainer.
Stormy Daniels.
Oh, really?
And she took the stand yesterday, Kingy.
Yeah, she did.
She did. And I got home last night, knew she'd taken the stand, and I went and made it like a lovely sort of cup of tea.
A Lipton.
Yeah,
you jiggled the Lipton.
With the sugarine in it. Yeah. Just because I'm sort of the body's a temple. And I sat down, and I couldn't wait to see what was about to unfold from her testimony.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, it was fantastic. I haven't sort of laughed so much at the news for a long time. And I just wonder, Kingy, this is a question without notice, and we're not cutting this out because this was on the news. I heard, you know, Mel, the equivalent of Mel Walden, saying this. If you were on the front of the GT magazine, would you come home and request to be sort of lightly brushed with it?
What? Can we talk
so
footy?
Do you know what happened?
Can we talk
Do you
footy?
Know what happened?
Oh, I've no idea, Ben.
So what she testified was that they had an encounter. I love the terms they use, an encounter. And he asked to be spanked with a magazine right. That had his face on the front of it.
Right.
That is extraordinary.
Right. Can
absolutely extraordinary.
You've had your bit of humour now.
No, but did you not? Did you, I sort of thought to myself, I thought, look, that is next level thinking from Donald, isn't it? That just
he's a different cat.
He is a different cat. Yeah. And she went on to testify a few other things that happened.
Yeah,
too.
We can move on.
They didn't say in the news, but apparently the judge had to sort of do a bit of, shush it up a little bit, shush it up, as the crowd got a little bit animated. There was another word they used.
A bit of redacting.
Yes. A bit what?
Redacting.
I think there was a bit of redacting going on in the right. Encounter. But
the Cats were a bit redacted last week.
Well, not really. They lost by 8 points.
Yeah, they weren't great though.
Oh,
it was a bit harsh. No, they were a bit off.
How were they off?
Well, they struggled to hit a target inside forward 50.
Well, so did the opposition. You're not playing against, you know, Port Arlington.
No.
You're playing against a pretty good team that has beaten.
They were off. You've got to admit they were off.
I don't know that they were off. I think that if that's their off, that's pretty good.
That's what I mean.
They lost by 8 points.
That was my next point. My point is they've lost by eight points, haven't played very well, and a 7-1.
Oh, exactly. I mean,
if they had have won that and been 7-1, we'd be, you know.
I thought they actually hung in there quite well, and the game in the end could have gone either way, and it didn't go their way. Two key forwards not kicking a goal between them. They've lost by 8. Lever and May had a field day
again,
and the midfield without Tanner Bruin going out, and then obviously Parford being managed, no Dangerfield. Suddenly they became a little bit thin in the midfield. The midfield took over, and the person who took over the game completely was Max Gawn in the second half. Absolutely. He tore Rhys Stanley apart, just literally. It was almost embarrassing.
Yep. They tried to defend the fact that he won the hit-outs, but it was outside of the hit-outs that Max Gawn did the damage.
He had 12 positions in the second quarter, in the second half alone as a ruckman. Took about 8 marks and kicked a goal from 55.
Yeah.
And got in the way all the time.
It was very preliminary final 2021, Max Gawn.
It was very good. And he unfortunately made Rhys Stanley look horrible, not for the first time this year. Rowan Marshall did it to him in round one. He's played probably two good quarters this year, Rhys Stanley. Mm. In how many quarters he played?
No, he's played 6 games.
12. 24 quarters, he played 2. You have to be an Einstein to work the math out on that. But old Loch Ness is injured again.
He's got a hip flexor.
Ooh.
So they were looking at him for this week, so they didn't play him in the VFL. And we talked to Andrew Mackey about that last week, and I think their full intention was he was playing, especially against, would have been perfect, he would have been up against a fourth gamer in Dante Visentini.
Great name.
That is a great name. So he played against the Cats last year.
He did too.
Dante.
Formula One driver.
Yeah. Well, he's the only Formula One driver left at Port Adelaide now.
I know Raziel's gone to
the Bombers.
Now Raziel, Dante Vizzentini, that is an extraordinary name. Yeah,
third on the grid.
Oh, I don't know, maybe in the Lotus, I think. Probably more like number 16 or 17.
What about the Repco Brabham?
No, I don't think he'd be in the Repco Brabham. I think he'd be in the Alpine.
The old Alpine. Oh, wow, there's a throwback.
Or the Force India. I saw a movie called that once.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Yeah, so he won't play. Tanner Bruin won't play. I've just come from Chris Scott's media conference.
He's out.
Yeah,
it's shoulder. Well, that hurts. So Parfitt in.
Parfitt in and O'Connor will
O'Connor
come
back in.
Yep.
It was Reece Stewart. Is Tom Stewart okay?
I did ask the question. He trained the house down in Chris Scott's terminology.
So means he's out.
So it was a cork quad.
Right.
That he had. So no, he will play tomorrow night.
Okay, well, that's good because we didn't know. I actually thought that after the game. I thought maybe it was a corky because he did look sore, but
it didn't show up in the Cats' injury.
Do you reckon that's a truthful statement?
Most do now.
Yeah, that's a truthful release. 100% is not, I guarantee you.
Yeah, but there's a move towards it being a little bit. At least Geelong aren't. You'd put playing the short, medium, long term arrangement like they did last year.
God, that was embarrassing, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it forced the AFL to change the rules.
For all involved.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a highlight from last year. So they will, they'll make two changes, definitely, in, one out. It'll be just interesting to see how they...
So who would be the... I would have thought that might be time for Ollie Dempsey to have a rest.
Yep.
He's been really good.
Especially with a six-day turnaround into Darwin. You're going to Darwin.
Yeah, I don't think he comes back for that either, but...
You reckon you don't...
I reckon he has a couple of weeks. Yeah. I wouldn't take the kid to Darwin.
Yeah, okay.
He's been good. He's probably looked a bit tired.
Or do you play him and he gets a 15-day break into playing GWS?
Oh, I just reckon he's looked a bit tired. He started both games quite well and really petered out.
Yeah.
And not a knock on him, he's just a kid. So he's not used to playing week in week out senior footy. So that's always going to happen. But I just wonder whether it's time. I did ask last week Andrew Mackey if Dempsey, because the previous week I think he had eight possessions in the first quarter and five for the remaining three.
Yep.
I don't know what his possessions were on Saturday night. He probably had a few more.
14 for the game.
Yeah. He was good. He did some good things. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking him. It's probably just about managing him as well and getting in a fresher body against a Port Adelaide side that's going to be up and about after getting spanked last week by Adelaide.
So they've made four changes. Definitely out, obviously.
Rosie's out. Yeah. That hurts.
That wasn't a smart play by.
That was very bizarre.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You just open yourself up to...
Well, Kenny's owned it at least. But I don't think he had any option but to own it.
I don't understand how you could even come to that decision to play him, to be honest with you. Mm. I mean, he's their marquee player. It was just all very odd. I mean, clearly he was pushing to play Rosie. Mm. Probably the weight of captaincy hurts there. Odd. Anyway, so Rosie's out.
Yep. They'll bring in Vizzentini.
Oh, yeah, big Dante.
Because Jordan Sweet's out.
Dante's fury.
Alirelir, who the Cats have struggled with.
Yeah.
Kicking the ball to him.
Not the only team that's done that.
No. Finlayson's back.
Oh, yeah, he's back after his little hiatus.
Will Powell is the next player from the Gold Coast. Has found himself using a derogatory term in the Brisbane game last week. He's got 5 weeks on the sideline to think about it.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, it's just come out in the last hour or so. We're recording 5 this.
Weeks?
Yep. Yeah, extremely offensive.
Was it?
Yeah, homophobic.
To?
Nah, Brisbane player. Don't know. Right. Yeah, not ideal.
Goodness.
Yeah, you would have thought that you'd learn.
Goodness.
Does Mitch Duncan have a rest? Or are Duncan and Hawkins not going to...
I wouldn't have thought so. He didn't play very well last week. Mitch Duncan wasn't one of his finest performances, but I think he's the sort of player that, particularly with Bruin out, no Dangerfield, obviously, it may mean that Max Holmes has to play a little bit more in the midfield rather than half-back, which means then you can put Duncan to half-back. So I would have thought that may not happen, but Kingy, we've spoken about this different moves on this podcast, and then you get to the team announcement, and we are so far off the mark. But I would have thought they're probably having to maybe realign some troops into the midfield a little bit without those players. So that means that Duncan, and he's not one you probably want in the midfield. He's the one you want off half back. So that, I reckon that's his option.
O'Connor go to Butters?
I don't think you tag him. I wouldn't be.
No.
I wouldn't have thought so. Would you?
Well, it's not a tag as such. Like what?
Well, if he's not tagging him, he's not a midfielder, Mark O'Connor. So don't.
But what he did against Lachie Neal and just probably limit the influence a little bit.
Possibly. But I mean, I don't know if you're not tagging, don't play him as a midfielder because he's not really equipped to play as a midfielder.
So you think Dempsey will be the other out potentially?
Well, I think that would be just purely on his form in the last couple of weeks, he's looked a little bit weary Dunlop. So maybe just give him a rest and sort of freshen him up.
Mm. Yep. Darwin next week. So that throws an extra layer into how they...
warm up there, won't it?
It will be.
Will be nice and humid.
Yep. Yeah, next week. Yeah, very, very humid. What else?
A few teams go up there and get spanked a bit, don't they?
Right.
Let's hope it's not the Cats.
No. The Cats announced their Hall of Fame inductees for next month. So we already knew Cameron Ling was being elevated to legend status.
Oh, legend.
Travis Barker.
Oh, yeah.
Into the Hall of Fame.
Former Pie.
Two-time premiership player.
Yeah.
Kicked the first and last of the...
11.
2011. Mm-hmm. In the Domsey Club.
Kicked the first one about the first 10 seconds and the crowd went off their collective dials.
Harry Taylor.
Yeah, oh, the big H-bomb.
Yep.
Yeah.
280 games.
Yeah. Who else getting in?
Chris Scott is actually going into the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Simon Arnott?
No, Simon Arnott's not.
He's
going.
Not getting in?
No.
Biscuits?
So Chris Scott actually is going to two
halls. Aaron Lord?
No, Aaron Lord's not here. Two Halls of Fame for Chris Scott because he's in the Brisbane one as well.
Right. So, do you reckon he has an allegiance to one more than the other?
No.
What does that actually mean, getting, like, I don't know. Do you reckon they give a toss?
If they're in their club's Hall of Fame.
Mm.
Well, I don't know what it gets. Look, it's nice recognition, but, yeah, I don't know.
You wouldn't be losing any sleep over King.
No.
Are you in a Hall of Fame anywhere?
No, I'm not, Benny. Are you?
Well, no. I'm in one that we can't discuss on this podcast because you would edit it out.
Yes, we won't worry about discussing it then.
Yes,
we
can, but it is an extraordinary club to be in, King. Right. Yeah. We don't meet that often.
The Hellfire Club.
You know, on that wheel when you're just nude and someone throws knives at you? Have you ever been on that?
No. Benny, I don't frequent
the... Have you ever been to a Hellfire Club?
No, I haven't.
I went once and it was quite extraordinary. It was like, I'm not joking. These people, why can't we talk about this? These exist, these places. People go to them, they frequent, they dress up and they go out.
This is a footy podcast.
But somebody may have been there and be able to relate. They may have come from the footy.
They may have, Benny. Can we talk about some questions?
Yeah. Right. Anyway, the wheel with the knives.
Yeah.
The nude wheel.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, right. Okay. Cats 09, how serious do you think tonight's news is regarding Adelaide's apparent interest in bringing Dangerfield home to finish his career? How many seconds do you think it took Dangerfield to say no after he stopped laughing? So this was posted Monday night. It was an inquiry from Adelaide that got nowhere, but once a journalist got hold of it, it got some legs and it was a bit of fun. Patrick Dangerfield has no intention of finishing his career anywhere other than at Geelong.
No, I wouldn't have thought. The only one I think they'd be able to get him across would be if they had an enormous truck, and was able to transport sort of 6 or 7 kilometres of Moggs Creek over towards Adelaide, I would have thought.
It's not happening. So, no. Yeah. Cats of the future.
There was another bit of interesting news there, wasn't there?
What's that?
About Tyson Stengel.
Oh, and his management.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clubs circling, offering big deals.
Yeah.
And you said he won't go anywhere.
I don't think he'll go anywhere. I think he'll repay Geelong's faith.
Wouldn't hold your breath, but anyway, let's hope that's the case. But I just think if you're repaying the faith at the expense of $300,000 a year, faith goes out the window. People lose faith.
Sorry, just back on injuries too. Shannon Neal, I know Daz Broncos has been losing his collective mind over there in Burbank. Shannon is fine. He came off with an ankle injury in the VFL clash. There's no VFL this weekend, so he wouldn't have played. He won't be playing anyway, but talking to the Cats, there's nothing significant to it. So don't worry too much there, Daz. Scale of 1 to 10, Cat to the Future asked, how big was your mental breakdown at Neil's injury? I'm an 11. Ted Humphreys and Mullen are close. Isaac Lawson Humphreys and O'Sheen Mullen smashing in the twos. How do they get a game? Bradkey seems to be doing the right things. Is he worth a rookie spot? So Caelan Bradkey is a former Richmond rookie who is a VFL-listed player and has played some all right footy. I don't know what the Cats' plans are for him in terms of AFL down the track. Geelong don't have a pick in the mid-season draft from what I can gather. But I know Ted Close, he's playing some really good footy.
Yeah, well, that's good, Kingy. There's a bit of depth and there's some fighting for spots is what you need when you've got a top a side. That's what helps push you along. And I'd like to see him get a crack. I'd like to see, was Hardy good again in the twos last week?
I didn't see Hardy's numbers.
Would he possibly come in with Bruin?
Maybe.
Would they possibly give him a crack?
Well, they're bringing Parfitt back.
Yeah.
I think Parfitt is just the natural replacement.
But if Dempsey comes out, you're sort of missing a runner.
Well, O'Connor's going
O'Connor
in.
Comes in, yeah. Probably not.
I don't think they're making too
many. You don't think they're making too many changes?
No, I don't think. No. They've got a game of footy to win, Benny.
What do you think of... What? You know how much... Do you have any idea how much Max Holmes is getting paid?
A year?
Yeah.
What, in his new deal?
Yeah.
The one that starts next year? Oh, yeah. I don't know. He'd probably be commanding 657 if...
Yeah.
At a,
I think it's eight.
Okay.
$3.2 million
right.
For 4 years.
Okay.
That's a lot of chaff, isn't it?
That is. Good work if you can get it.
All they do is play footy and then go and play golf.
Yeah.
That's all they do. Not exactly off your run off your feet.
TV broadcast rights have made sure that players are getting well paid, Benny.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying that that's the norm for a player who's 21, who's really hasn't done a whole lot other than his trajectory has been really good.
26 disposals last week, 8 tackles, 5 marks, 8 clear, 5 clearances for Mitch Hardy.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good darts. He's been consistent again.
Ted Close, he had 25 disposals, took 8 marks, laid 6 tackles, had 8 clearances. It was a big win. Look, they're playing Franks, and you've got to be really careful with numbers in the VFL.
Frank Gannistan, they're down on numbers.
Yeah. So you got Frankston last week. You had Carlton, who were running around with a legitimate VFL team.
Yeah.
You know, with hardly any AFL talent the week before. It's a jump. It's a massive jump from the VFL to the AFL.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of blokes. You look at that. There's been a lot of blokes. You know, Tom Gribble won 2 Liston trophies playing for where he'd be racking up 28 to 30 every week and never really was a sniff of getting on an AFL list.
No.
You know, Michael Sotomarco played forever and a day.
Joey's boy, isn't he?
Oh, he's a Lara boy, but aligned to Joey's. When he was at captaining Werribee.
Where's he play now?
He's retired.
Giving it all together.
He's giving it all together, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, concentrating.
How old would he be?
Sods is 29 or 30.
29, he doesn't play.
30, yeah, he's done, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So, and he was a good player, but it is a big jump.
Mm.
And just because you're racking up 28 every week in the VFL, one, look at your opposition, and two, you know, you're playing part-timers as opposed to you who's in an AFL system every week.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with you, Kingy.
No. Juzcat, Kingy, great job getting a laugh out of Zach Guthrie this week. First time he's loosened that vice-like grip on his emotions. Kind of good, as that is how he plays his footy. Zach Guthrie did media on Monday, I think Monday morning. There was only a couple of journos there to do it on a Monday morning. Zach Guthrie's not getting the TVs coming down from Melbourne. And I don't know what I asked. It might have been about the fact that it felt like a game of circle work on Saturday night. And he sort of, yeah, it did feel like, yeah, he's good. Good. He would not play poker with Zach Guthrie.
You really?
Nah, good poker face.
Right.
Yeah, you
didn't ask him about Stephanie Clifford's testimony come up?
No, I didn't ask him.
That might have got a laugh out of him.
He might not have known who she was either. Please ask Scotty when we see Hardy, Nevitt or Manor again. Don't bother on Loch Ness. We have his stock reply for that. Well, I don't know. Yeah, Mitch Nevitt's an interesting one. Just seems a little bit... Are you right there chewing away? What do you got there? You got the strips?
I've got some sort of, like, boiled lolly.
Oh, right, okay.
Which...
Howler 41, look, we were due for a stinker and a loss won't hurt, but it's still frustrating.
Of course, there was a stinker.
The game had a real
stench. Goodness, we lost by 8 points.
The game had a real stench about it. Credit to Melbourne for playing that defensive style for a win, but unsure if it holds up when the whips are cracking in September. And by whips, I don't mean sexy land. Howler 41.
Donald Trump sort of style.
light
brushing.
I'm the one that's constantly frustrated by Reece Stanley, and surely now Conway gets a couple of games in while Reece sits in the naughty corner. There will be no Toby Conway. However, also must be criticism at the catch for not picking up any sort of Ruckman better than Stanley since 2015 when he came to Geelong. They had a very decent crack at Todd Goldstein.
I still shake my head. How Todd Goldstein isn't playing for Geelong this year is just baffles me. He's playing for Essendon, who they've got Draper. It's Two into one doesn't go.
You have to move on to Benny, unfortunately. It won't change. Anyway, lots of blokes had a real flowing overflowing septic tank of a game. I felt with danger out, it was an error not to play Parfitt, particularly when Bruin was injured. Well, you don't know that's going to happen. Also felt the back line lacked a bit of pace. Perhaps Mullen comes in. As Chris Scott said today...
We lost by 8 points. Am I watched the wrong game today? Do we lose by 15 goals? No.
As Chris Scott said today, that's what one of the defaults when a team gets beaten is, well, we look slow. And he said, you go back to the metrics and sometimes you just get beaten by a better team on the night. So,
well, things don't go your way. Yeah. Bounce of the ball here, a few missed goals here, yada, yada. Geelong were in the game the whole way. It ebbed and flowed the whole way.
Yeah, it wasn't until that bit of Bailey Fritch magic at the end.
Yeah, where it was broken. I don't know.
Fair goal, though.
God, we overreact. One game. Actually, if you think you're going to turn up every week in a 20... It's a 23-week season, isn't it?
It's 23 games in 24 weeks.
Right, okay. So, right. So, if you think you're going to turn up every week and play your best footy and everybody's going to be firing and you're also probably popping a tooth under your pillow at night and hoping that there's a lobster next to your bed when you wake up, because it's just not going to happen.
Gee, generous in your household.
20?
Yeah.
For a
fang.
For a toothy peg.
Yeah.
No, that's not what Junior gets, that's what I get.
Oh right. Okay. Cool Cat 75. Are you worried about Hawkins at all? He's been Benjamin Button aging backwards the last few years, but the last 4 weeks he's been starting to look mortal.
No. Oh, am I worried about Tom Hawkins?
No.
I'll tell you something, King. I'm barrack for the Cats a bit. I've never worried about something happening in football in my entire life. And I ain't going to start now. Tom Hawkins he's had a sluggish month. But we've spoken about this before. He played in a monsoon in Brisbane, which is not going to... I know he played well in the wet before, but it wasn't Geelong kicked 9 goals or something?
Yeah, won the game.
And they kicked four or five in the last quarter. They only kicked three or four all three-quarter time. He's played against the two best... There's three gun defenders in the league, three gun fullbacks, okay? Wietering,
yep.
Lost one one-on-one this year. One. Yep. The other one is Stephen May.
Yep.
Absolute gun.
Yep.
And the other one is Sir Alec Pearce.
Yep.
For Fremantle.
What about Harris Andrews?
No, he's not in their league.
No, he
kicked goals on Harris Andrews. Okay. He hasn't been the player of two or three years ago.
Yep.
He's a handy... But he's not in their league. May and Wietering are ruthless. They are the best of the best right now.
Yep.
And, you know, people go, someone said to me, oh, geez, he had 20 disposals, May. I said, yeah, how many did he kick out from full back? 10. So I just, look, yeah, Hawkins had a couple of opportunities to take some marks where he actually moved May out of the way and he dropped them.
Yep.
Okay, so he marks a couple of those. Maybe suddenly it's a slightly different story. Yes, he didn't have a great game. Was he beaten on the night? Yes. Is May an absolute gun? Yes. Same happened to Carlton? Yes. Okay, would you be backing him in to kick a few snags this week?
If he's playing on Sav.
Well, Sav's one who might be able to sort of get away from it a little bit because he's athletic. But
if they turn the ball
if
over.
If you want to go... Yeah, if you want to go bloody howling down Hawkins because he's had a quiet month, if you've played 355 games of footy, you've got to have had a quiet month at some point in your career.
Yep. It was really good on Tuesday. They had Jimmy Bartel.
Ian Nankervis
and Joel there. Corey Enright had training with St Kilda and Sam Newman had a prior commitment. But to have four of the six 300 gamers. I was talking to Ian Nankervis very briefly. I'm going to play a little bit of his interview back tomorrow night in the pregame, but I asked him about the fanfare when he broke what was Sam Newman's record back in 1982.
And I said there was nothing. Was it crickets?
And he goes, my wife had to organise a dinner at the Lord of the Isles.
Really?
Yeah. but he came down from Queensland for the day and he's going to be down, I think, for the week and we'll stay for the footy and that. So he's obviously got, you know, ties to Geelong, but he's been up on, I think, the Sunshine Coast for a long time.
He looked a bit tanned.
Yeah, yeah. He's a ripping nice guy. There was a great little moment there where Ian and Cole Hutchinson were waxing lyrical about the good old days and stuff. Yeah, which was fantastic. Because obviously Cole's had a massive influence.
And Jimmy was there.
Jimmy was there.
GWS board man.
Yep. Yeah, he's a GWS board member. But he spoke really well, Jimmy. And they all did, Jimmy, Ian, and...
So have you got some stuff to play tomorrow night?
I do. Yeah, I'm going to
cut... For all of them?
I'm going to cut a little bit of a...
A collage.
A montage.
What about a collage?
Oh, I can do that
too. Is
that
too. More of a picture thing, is it?
No, I think so. Yeah, a bit of an audio montage.
Baby. Really?
Mm, like that word, montage.
I prefer spanked.
So does Donald. Right, Daz Broncos.
How do you reckon that conversation?
No,
would
I don't know. Nothing else matters. Water is no longer wet. Sun is not warm. The sky is not blue. Send in the clowns. First and last Sondheim musical reference, but if you know, you'll know. All because Scratch and Neil rolled something ankle badly with 16:40 gone in the last quarter of the VFL match versus the Dolphins, executing the one thing he needed to work on. His pack marking, no justice in footy. It is not that bad. So you're okay, Daz.
He's okay. Daz will be right.
Khan Katter's frustrated.
He'd be all over this, the Stormy Daniels testimony. That'd be giving wildfire over there.
Yeah. Khan Katter's frustrating game. Demons had it on their terms. We couldn't get it back on ours. We'll need a way to combat those types of games. He's not sure the running gun will work under finals pressure. Everyone needs to chill on Hawkins. He's a gun who's had a couple of quiet games but will come good. Our delivery into the forward line on the weekend didn't do him any favours. Lawson Humphrey's kid looks good and doing well in the Scoobies. What's the word on Hing Kingy and where do they see him playing if his opportunity comes? He's an outside player, probably off a back flank. There's probably not an opportunity for him at the moment, but if he played an AFL game this year, I'd be surprised. Might be one of those ones where the Cats are maybe locked away top four and, you know, they're resting some blokes and they expose.
Let's hope they're in that position, King, to be able to do that.
I don't think we'll see him till next year. I'm happy. I think they're happy to wait for him to develop and some spots open up with some retirements. The Cattery 07, I've been a defender of Stanley for a while, but the past few weeks he's stunk it up, albeit against quality rucks. Chris Scott post-match weirdly highlighted that we won the hit-outs against Melbourne. He also surely knew that Gawn had 4 contested marks, 5 clearances, 2 inside 50s versus Stanley's no contested mark, 1 clearance and no inside 50s.
He's lost. I've spoken about this before, Kingy, but he's one of his strengths, Stanley, if he had one, was his ability to take a nice mark.
Yep.
He's so down on confidence that he's not even doing that. Mm. And he's getting into bad positions. And the most damning thinking is that his opponent is wreaking havoc. Mm. That's the biggest problem. Against good ruckmen, they are actually wreaking havoc
There's
on the game.
There's nothing worse when havoc's wreaked, Benny.
Absolutely. No. Have you ever wreaked any havoc?
Nah.
Huh?
No, on the golf course.
Have you really?
Yep.
Nowhere else?
No.
I have.
Yep. No doubt. Anyway, looking forward to tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be a beauty.
Yeah.
Early Cats, do you think the Cats will win?
Yeah.
Are you confident?
Yeah. With the outs at Port Adelaide, yes.
So
this is where Stanley should tomorrow night dominate.
Well, they've got no pass the power pepper either. I know he's not a huge name, but he's actually a good player.
He plays well against the Cats.
He's out for the year.
Yep.
Rosie's out.
Yep.
I think Trent McKenzie has been out for quite a bit. They've got a couple others there, King. I know they're not household names, but is Lockie Jones still out?
I believe so, yes. Let me just have a look.
I did have a look. There was a... The Cats basically will have Bruin, Dangerfield. Is that it?
That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rest of them all, other than what those two...
The two youngsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Aaliyah's back. Georgiades will play. Lockie Jones.
He'll play, will he?
Georgiades.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he wasn't in the four outs.
Right.
Yep. Soldo's still missing. Rosie, Powell.
Soldo was the other one I was thinking of.
Yep. So, yeah, they're missing some quality. Aaliyah and Georgiades are expected to be available to face Geelong in good news for Port, according to the AFL website.
Well, that means they're not definites, but I thought Georgiades was still out.
No, well, they Kenny did his media conference this morning, and they were on the plane and...
Oh, okay.
Bruin, Dangerfield, Edwards and Ollie Wiltshire are the only injuries listed for the Cats.
Yeah, well, that's a good position to be in after 8 rounds of the year. Yeah,
absolutely. It's the smallest injury list in the AFL.
They want to. I know they would want to win tomorrow night, King. You know, these are the games that, you know, they've given themselves a great platform to start. You just don't want to drop a game at home against the flow. It just means you know, if they win this week and then they lost to the Gold Coast... I know Gold Coast were terrible against Brisbane, but beating Gold Coast can be quite difficult. When they're on, they're actually quite difficult to beat.
And in Darwin, which is a new environment for the Cats.
Yeah, so they really want to win just to solidify their start, and winning all their games at home is critical. And I know Bruin and Dangerfield are big outs, but Port Adelaide probably have a few more that will impact them. So, and when was the last time Port won down here?
Wasn't the old
Cassisi kick, was it?
I reckon it might have been.
In 2007?
Yep.
Late in the year?
Yep, around 20.
Was that the last time?
Yeah, I think... Yeah.
That's 17 years ago.
There's been some close ones. There was the one where Dangerfield, the night they opened the Brownlow stand, the new Brownlow stand, they Dangerfield kicked a goal late in the goal square. I'm pretty sure that the last time Geelong lost a year to, the Power was...
The Power. Anyway, no, it's a big one for the Cats, and then they've got Gold Coast Thursday night.
Yep.
Another quick turnaround. So who is it after the Gold Coast, Kingy?
GWS Giants.
Down here again.
Yep.
Oh, wow, we'll get your helmet on. There's three big games there.
Yeah,
so if they could go 2-1 across those three, that would be absolutely fantastic and end up at 9-2
yep.
after 11 rounds.
Yep.
That absolutely sets your season up.
Richmond on the Saturday night after that.
Well, they're putrid. They should be beating them.
And then go to Sydney before the break.
Yeah, they'll probably,
so if, that's what, probably if they wouldn't could, be going if, well there. If 10-3 at the bye would be, with 10 to play, good result.
Absolutely.
Then you've only got to find...
That's top two.
Then if you find... You've only got to find 5 wins probably after that to be top 4.
Yeah, well, then you... And if you can then push on and get yourself to, you know, where you're actually safely in the top 4 or even potentially a game or two clear in top 2,
yeah.
That's when you can start mixing with your list and, you know, resting blokes as you see fit, which puts you in... Which is what they were able to do towards the back end of 22.
Yeah. Good work, Benny.
Yeah, lovely, Kingy.
See you tomorrow night.
Go, Stephanie.
Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.